Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Confined. I will Muse with Uprising on Xennial Yearbook, the 2009 episode. I'm your host, Kyle. And over there is...
Oh, hi, I'm Riley.
Hey, Riley's back. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Two weeks in a row, it's me and Riley doing the show. I don't know.
You guys know any songs from 2009?
Do you guys know any songs? There's plenty of songs from 2009.
There's like actually an emergency right now because we don't have enough songs. I'm trying to find a song.
I'm sure we'll figure it out. We got like another 80 minutes. Everything's going to be fine. That was Muse. I remember hearing that song for the first time in, the Best Buy parking lot in Virginia
Beach. Of
course. I don't know why. That's just... It was one of those, like, you hear a song and then you're like, oh, I like this song. And then, like, you get to where you're going and then you have to wait for the song to finish on the radio. And then you can get out of your car. That's what I was doing. That's what I was doing in 2009. Having NPR moments on the regular non-NPR radio.
All right.
Yeah. So what do we got? What do we got going? What's new with you, Riley? Anything exciting happened this past weekend?
I drew a Pikachu near Wakona Regional High School.
That's good to know.
On wplace.com.
What is that?
It's like a website. You can like draw stuff on a map.
On a map?
Yep.
On a Google map?
Kind of.
All right. Well, I guess you guys can check that out while we play some music for you. Big hits from 2009. Oh my gosh, I know all of these bands. Only one of them because of Riley. We got Green Day. We got Silverstein. And we'll set it off with a little bit of Paramore. The Only Exception. What do you think about that song?
This is literally the only Paramore song I like, and I think it's really funny.
That's the only exception to the fact that you don't like Paramore songs?
Yeah.
I thought you liked Paramore.
No.
There's that big poster back there you wanted.
I didn't put it up.
All right. All right, this is The Only Exception on Xennial Yearbook.
Without sleep, keeping this in. I've got cuts I can't close. I've got wounds that won't heal. It's all your fault. I've been shattered and wrecked. My hands covered in blood. Scars on my skin. I forgot how to feel. Now I'm weak with DC. My skin is paper. Without you. Now I'm breaking my back as I cover my tracks. My skin is paper thin. What's your deal?
Your faith walks away.
21 Guns by Green Day off of their 2009 album, 21st Century Breakdown. What do you think of that, Riley?
It was fine.
Just fine? That's it?
Yeah.
That's all I get?
That's all you get.
Before that, Silverstein with American Dream. That wasn't supposed to rhyme, but here we are. And then the...
Steen and Dream?
Come on. I'll count it.
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
I think it's fine. The only exception, by Paramore. From their 2009 album, Brand New Eyes.
I think I traded that CD for another copy of Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge.
I thought you were going to say for another copy of Make Yourself by Incubus.
No reasonable person has that CD.
What?
Has more than one copy of that CD.
Isn't that what you were going to try to do?
Well, yeah, but I don't want to anymore because it's stupid.
Yeah.
If I was already doing it, I'd still do it, but I'm not going to start doing it.
I guess that's fair. What are we talking about? Riley had a brilliant idea to collect a bunch of copies of the same CD.
Because, like, every place that sells CDs has one there, even if they're used.
Yeah, everybody has a used copy of Make Yourself by Incubus, which we played on the, oh gosh.
All the time.
2001 show, maybe? Maybe?
We play so much Incubus.
We do, but not anymore. This is Xennial Yearbook Into the Future.
No, it's not.
Yeah, because we're doing 2009 Into the Future.
That's the past.
Okay. That's fine. We can't play music from the future. That's not chronologically possible.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
So what happened in 2009? Anything exciting? I'll tell you.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what happened in 2009.
Oh, I do.
Oh, go ahead.
Gerard Way had his first child.
Oh my gosh. Tell me more.
That's it. His only child.
Okay. What's his or her name?
Her name's Bandit, I think.
You think?
I'm not sure if that's actually her name or if that's just like what they're calling her.
What they're calling her in public?
I mean, like, they don't want to like reveal her true identity.
So somebody can like start a bank account with her name?
Yeah.
Or something like that and steal her credit? Probably.
She's like 16.
Yeah. So what's the point of that? Anyway, you know what else happened in 2009? I'll tell you.
I was conceived.
Well, we don't need to get into that.
Okay, but, like, that's what happened, though.
Okay. I guess that's true.
Riley has become more than an idea.
Yeah, there we go. See, that's exciting. For you.
guess.
I guess.
It wasn't really my decision.
Well, you're here now. You're welcome.
Yay.
The first block of the Bitcoin blockchain was established. How much was it valued in 2009?
Not much.
It was valued at basically nothing. A user, a Bitcoin user, nicknamed Smoke Too Much, tried to auction 10,000 Bitcoin in 2009 for $50.
But wow.
But there were no buyers.
Of course not.
Nobody bought it. Now
$50? That's it?
$50 for 10,000 Bitcoins. Do you know how much money you would have if you managed to win that auction and not get your Bitcoin stolen in the last...
Literally so much.
16 years or so?
Be so rich.
How much do you think?
Billionaire.
You would have $1.2 billion.
Yeah.
Off of that $50 investment. It's nonsense.
I think you're just mad you didn't win that.
I didn't even know about Bitcoin.
Oh, until, you didn't even know.
Until probably 2015 or so. And even then, I'm not getting on this train. This is dumb. But, you know, here we are. Not billionaires. Whoops.
Oh, man.
Oh, well. I guess we'll just have to keep going to work. Well, you know what? We'll play. You know what we can do?
What?
Now that we're not billionaires, we can play another song. This is Riley's, one of Riley's favorite 2009 hits.
Billionaires can play songs, too.
I guess that's true. This is a band with a silly name. This is Owl City.
No!
Fireflies.
Say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep. 'Cause Cause my dreams are bursting at the seams. I tremble. They're gonna eat me alive.
like a hammer.
Are we serious?
Are we serious? Metric with Help, I'm Alive off of their 2009 album Fantasies. Before that, we had Fireflies by Owl City. What do you think of that? What do you think of those jams? Huge fan. I was a huge fan. You know, Metric had a song on the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack.
I know. Everyone knows that.
What song is it?
Black Sheep.
Oh, man. Look at you.
And then Brie Larson covered it, and I like that version a lot better because the Metric one is just really annoying.
Oh, my bad. All right. Was Brie Larson in the Scott Pilgrim movie? You're looking at me as if I
should
know the answer.
I feel like you've seen this movie more than I have.
Yeah, but I didn't really pay attention. Like, I watched it, but I didn't, like... I know Michael Cera's in it. That's about it. And I know that I've seen the drummer. She was in a TV show on HBO. The Newsroom. Great show. Oh, my gosh. What a good show. Allison Brie?
Allison Chains?
No, not Allison Chains. Anyway, yeah. So, that's Metric. Let's take a quick break. And then we'll be back with more Zennial Yearbook on WTBR. We'll be right back.
Larry Krepke here from Nothing But Old 45s, inviting you to check out my brand new show here on WTBR called Sweet Country Music. Some of the best country music ever recorded, like Dolly Parton, Alan Jackson, Patsy Cline, and a lot more. Plus, every show contains a comedy segment that'll put a smile on your face. Sweet Country Music, 11 a.m. Sunday mornings here on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Sweet Country Music.
Welcome to the M&M Show. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Mike.
Listen to us every Tuesday from 10 to 12 for an eclectic variety of 70s to today of every genre on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio.
Radio like it used to be.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
WTBR.
Out the corner of my eye, I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Not even 15 minutes later, I'm still walking down the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. And then he swept up from behind, he put a gun up to my head, he made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you got, I want your money, not your life. If you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him, you could have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you want to live this kind of life? He said there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though you know I wish I could. Oh no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Sitting in my house, the day was winding down and coming to an end. And so I turned to the TV and flipped it over to the news. And what I saw, I almost couldn't comprehend. I saw a preacher man in cuffs, he taking money from the church. He stuffed his bank account with righteous dollar bills. But even still, I can't say much because I know we're all the same. Oh, yes, we all seek out to satisfy those thrills. You know, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees.
good.
Cage the Elephant with Ain't No Rest for the Wicked. What do you think of that? On Zennial Yearbook.
It was fine.
It was fine. I'm scrambling. I didn't expect that song to be so short. You know, okay. What are you going to do?
Prepare.
I mean, I feel like I did. Anyway, we're back. This is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
This is the 2009 show. What are we going to do now? You know what? What else happened in 2009? Oh my gosh. Minecraft was first released to the public. You ever heard of that game?
Yeah.
It's the best-selling video game of all time.
God, I know. And it had like two mobs. It was like, no. Is it the original sandbox version or like where it started actually looking like Minecraft?
I would guess the original version that was released. So probably the sandbox version.
There was like a bunch of Steves running around.
Just nothing but Steves?
Basically.
All right, well. It seems to have taken off. People seem to like it.
They keep adding stupid stuff.
Like what?
Like a bunch of stupid stuff that no one wants.
Oh, awesome.
Copper armor. We've been waiting for emerald armor for like 16 years.
Since 2009?
Yeah. They're like, here, you can have copper armor. And everyone's like, I don't want that.
Aw. Well, sorry about your not as cool armor as you would like. But anyway, back to the show. What are we going to do? You know what? We'll play an album. Not a whole album. I wish we could play a whole album. Actually, this is my show. I can do whatever I want, like within reason. But we're going to play probably, you know what? I'm going to say definitely my favorite album of 2009. Maybe even my favorite album of the entire 2000s.
You can't be serious.
It is, in fact, a very good pop rock album. It is unbelievably good. And nobody, like, not that no one's heard of it. Obviously, I've heard of it.
Oh, if you've heard of it, it must be so cool.
It must be so, so underground. Anyway, this is a band called Fun. You ever heard of them? Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course you have. But I heard of them in 2009. I think I was on a plane. You know where I first heard this song? I'll tell you where. Gosh, why do I remember these very strange things? I think it was in 2010 when I first heard it. I think it was we were on a plane.
With me?
With you. I think we were flying to Virginia.
Oh my goodness.
And I heard this song. Well, I heard the third song that I'm going to play. And I'm like, oh, this is a neat band. And then I got the whole album and I'm like, this is some kind of something. Anyway, this is Fun. Their 2009 album, Aim and Ignite. I could play really any song off of this album because they're all great. But let's start with Be Calm by Fun.
New city, my back feeling much better, I suppose. I reclaim the use of my imagination, for better or for worse I've yet to know. But I always knew you'd be the one to understand me. I guess that's why it took so long to get things right. Well, suddenly I'm lost on my street, on my block. You've been there for me, can't you see? I'm losing my mind this time. I think it's for real, I can see. All the treetops turning red, the beggars near bodegas grin. Me, I think they want something. I close my eyes, I tell myself to breathe and be calm. Be calm. I know you feel like you were breaking down. Well, I know it gets so hard sometimes. Be calm. I'm scared that everyone is out to get me.
These days before you speak to me, you pause.
Oh, see you looking out your window.
ship when you left your mom. Now every single crack, every penny that I pass, since I should I believe or pick it up. Oh, with every single buck I made, I'm saddled with bad luck. It came the moment I was baptized. Oh, when I find out one day I'm gonna die, if only I could find my people or my place in life. And when they call my caroling so loud, so bright that they're on, and will lead us to a chorus where we'll all rejoice and sing a song that goes, oh,
oh,
would have seen you 2 years ago had you stuck around or come out to a show. But you was taken over by rock and roll. While we were laughing and drinking and smoking and singing, so I laughed. That is it. That's my life. Nothing is sacred. I don't keep friends, I keep acquainted. I'm not a prophet, but I'm here to profit. That's all. Hey, girl, that's my life. Nothing is sacred. I don't follow, I just fake it. I don't follow, I don't follow.
Kids in low-income houses.
Take Your Time, Coming Home by Fun off of their 2009 album, Aim and Ignite. What do you think of that, Riley?
I think you would love Panic at the Disco.
They did have a little bit of that Panic vibe, the theatrical vibe. What are you going to do? Before that, At Least I'm Sad. At Least I'm Not Sad As I Used to Be. And before that, Be Calm.
At Least I'm Not As Sad As I Used to Be.
At Least I'm Not As Sad, parentheses, As I Used to Be.
Wow.
Close parentheses.
There's appears to be communism in China.
Yes. Communism was just a red herring. But, yeah. So that is Aim and Ignite. Three handcrafted tracks from me. Well, hand curated, I would say. I didn't craft them, but I did pick them. You're listening to Xeniel Yearbook on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Do we have time for another song? Let's play one more song. One more song before the break, I mean.
Oh, okay. I don't know. That was random. I know they have communism in China, but I was like, there's someone drew it on a map there, and I was like.
Yeah, makes sense.
What?
That tracks.
And then there's Car Seat Headrest right next to it.
Oh,
okay,
nice.
China.
All right.
You know what?
You do you.
You do you.
Exactly.
As long as you're happy.
All right. Why don't we play a band that we saw recently? We saw them last week. This is.
Oh!
My Chemical Romance.
This is their best music video.
This is a cover of a, who's that guy? The greatest American living songwriter, Bob Dylan. This is a cover of Bob Dylan's Desolation Row that they put on the Watchmen soundtrack. It ain't bad. Enjoy.
Blind come.
What? That's it?
Yeah.
Desolation Row. I didn't know you were such a Bob Dylan fan.
Neither.
All right. That's fine. So, we did, in fact, see these guys last week. What do they play? So they played the whole Black Parade.
Yep. They played three songs from their first album, and everyone on the internet is really jealous.
Yeah, okay. What do they play? They played Skylines and Turnstiles.
They played Our Lady of Sorrows and Vampires Will Never Hurt You.
Okay.
And then they played It's Not a Fashion Statement, It's a Death Wish.
Okay.
No,
that's the same as Seam. It's an Arms Race. That's a different song.
That's a different band!
Oh, that's fine.
okay. They played...
No.
Yeah, I'm going through the albums.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like they played four from Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge, but I can't think of what the fourth song was. Yeah. Okay. I'm Not Okay.
They played I'm Not Okay.
The Ghost of You.
Oh, they did play The Ghost of You. Can confirm.
And they played Boy Division. Oh. Then they covered Living on a Prayer.
And they covered Living on a Prayer. They did not play Desolation Row.
We got our seats moved.
Yes.
Some security guard came up and gave us free tickets to very close to the stage.
Super close
to
the stage.
And then I cried through half of the Black Parade.
Yeah.
Because I could, like, actually see them.
It was a bit of a mess. Yeah. You were a bit of a mess.
That's because we were so high up. We were, like, so far away from the stage.
Oh, when we...
Like our seats tickets, were so far away.
The tickets that I actually paid for.
Yeah. And then, like, yeah. we were way closer. It was, like, terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, see? That's what happens. Sometimes life, you know, throws you a fastball, and it's good, I guess. Anyway, we'll take a super, super quick break, and then we'll be back with more Xennial Yearbook.
Got this hoodie. You guys like my hoodie?
We cannot see your hoodie. You can describe it after the break.
And WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
DJ, I want everybody to stop what they doing. Now, if you know yo is somebody that you gonna take to the hotel room tonight, make some noise!
You nasty, but I like your typing like T-ass, whatever you like. Bring your girls, it's whatever tonight. Your man just left, I'm the plumber tonight. I check your pipes, oh, you the healthy type. Well, here goes some egg whites. Now give me that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff. Let me tell you what we gon' do. 2 + 2, I'm gon' undress you. Then we gonna go 3 and 3, you gon' undress me. Then we gonna go 4 and 4, we gon' freak some more. But first,
we don't got your boyfriend and me.
And pull that G-string down south. Ooh, okay, shout it. 1's company, 2's a crowd, and 3's a party. Your girl ain't with it, I got somebody. And by nature, she's naughty. Now give me that sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff. Let me tell you what we gon' do. 2 + 2, I'm gon' undress you. Then we gonna go 3 and 3, you gon' undress me. Then we gonna go 4 and 4, we gon' freak some more. But first,
we don't got your boyfriend and me.
Meet me at the hotel room.
You don't got your boyfriend and meet me at the hotel room. You can bring your girlfriends and meet me at the hotel.
We at the
Hotel Room Service by Pitbull.
What this a song is, to listen to with your father.
This is Zennial Yearbook. What a song to listen to during softball practice. That's ridiculous. I'm going to have a talk with your coach.
No! Don't tell her.
All right. I mean, she's clearly there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is, we're almost done with the show. That was our hip-hop at 3 o'clock pick, even though it was a little after 3 o'clock. We're a little late. The show's running a little behind, so it's probably good that I didn't have enough songs because I'm not going to be able to play all these songs anyway. What else happened in 2009? I'll tell you what happened. My birthday was ruined. Completely ruined.
Oh, no.
That's
what happened
right.
on your birthday, Dad?
You know what happened on my birthday, Dad? I'll tell you.
What happened on your 31st birthday?
I don't think it was my 30th. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Wait. 32nd birthday? Anyway, not important. What happened was, I was in at the University of California at Santa Barbara taking an anthropology course, which I thought was pretty interesting. Anyway, I come out of class and I get in my car and I turn on the radio, and apparently Michael Jackson had died while I was in class. Well, the news
had
broken.
How are you at school on your birthday?
Because I was in college. I had to take a class. Oh, gosh. So UCSB has, I think they have trimesters or something weird. Anyway, I could only take a class at that time because I didn't go there all the time. I just had to take one anthropology class. Anyway, it was on my birthday. And Michael Jackson died, and then everyone was sad about Michael Jackson, and nobody wanted to celebrate my birthday.
Oh, no.
It's pretty terrible. It's fine. I'm over it. It's fine. Back to the tunes. What do we got here? This is a song that Riley didn't know the name to until just now. This is a little band called the Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Heads Will Roll.
Heads roll on the floor. Glitter on the way. written in long words, but I know what you mean in a friend. So now when I leave you at home, I won't see you. Darling, the dark and his energy was weathered and bone is forever strong. The last words that he had
Christy, Are You Doing Okay? By The Offspring, off of their 2009 album, Rise, Fall, Rage, and Grace. That's what I was going to name my kids. No, that's dumb. Before that, Sync by Brand New, and then Heads Will Roll by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs off of their 2009 album, It's Blitz. What do you think of them?
What a stupid year. Like, nothing good.
Nothing? What? Do you know what else happened in 2009?
No.
The official end of analog broadcast television. What do you think of that?
I'm not sure.
You were born into a world of only digital broadcast television.
I don't know what that means.
I used to work at a company that was preparing for the digital TV transition. We would like build components for transmission antennas in Fremont when I like right when I got out of the Navy.
Is that the one where you were really bored and so we had to move here?
No, that was before you were born. It was in 2009. No, it was in 2001. Yeesh. Yeah, it was a long time ago. It was like right after 9/11 when I was making and building components for antennas, TV and radio transmission antennas. It's so weird. What a weird time.
All right.
That's what I knew how to do. That's why it pays to have a skill, because you can just, you know, slot in and do something. All right. So what do you think of other than, you know, nothing exciting happened in 2009? What do you think about 2009?
It was fine.
Just fine?
Could be better.
Could have been better? We had some good musics, some good times. Excellent. I don't have any more fun facts. 2009. I guess we'll just wrap the show. What do you think of that?
Okay.
We'll end the show with a little band that we didn't see, but we wanted to go see them at Treehouse. We didn't make it. This is off their 2009 album, Swoon. It is, of course, Silver Sun Pickups with their 2009 hit, Panic Switch. It has a nice long intro that I can talk over. Thanks. If you like the show, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts. You can catch us every Saturday at 2 o'clock on WTBR. And, yeah. Bye, guys. We'll see you next week. That's when you say bye.